Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Rural taxpayers in Northumberland County could be facing an 11% increase in policing costs next year. When it comes to oversight, the Cobourg and Port Hope Police Service garner a lot of attention, but the Northumberland OPP, not so much. In this interview, John Davison, the chair of the Northumberland OPP Detachment Board, will defend this increase. As a councillor for Hamilton Township, he knows firsthand how this will affect local taxes. He is not alone. His fellow board members from Trent Hills, Brighton, the townships of Crammy and Alnwick-Haldimand face the same dilemma. The detachment board is new, just over a year old, but it is already working hard at keeping track of what's going on with the OPP and public concerns. Davison will also talk about rising domestic violence, speeding, and unsolved cases like Rowan Pine, the owner of the Jamaica Patty House in 2022, and Vienna Irwin, a little girl who died in 2023 at a daycare in Baltimore. Listen and see if you think the OPP is giving good value for the money. It's great to have on the show today Northumberland OPP Detachment Board Chair and Hamilton Township Councillor John Davison. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate you contacting me and being on our show.
Before we get into any serious discussions, can you explain what is the OPP board and who is on it?
The OPP board, we call ourselves the OPP, Northumberland OPP Detachment Board. We are the oversight of the detachment commander when it comes to his working ethics, I guess, around the detachment and the board itself. We do a review of the detachment commander, hopefully every 6 months or every year. That document is now being reviewed by the detachment commander, and it will be then have to agree or disagree with it. And if he agrees with it, then we move forward as a policy for our board. That's just about the oversight we can do, Rob, as far as that goes. We can ask for extended patrols within each municipality if they require it for speeders or school zones, this type of thing. We can ask them to do that, and they will then agree or disagree to go ahead and do it, and ask to actually go through the detachment commander to the staff sergeant, who then relays that to the officers and has his officers go to certain zones. So,
how are you the same or different from, say, the police services board that we're familiar with in Cobourg and Port Hope?
There's a huge difference, very huge. They have all the right to pass budgets, look at budgets. They basically take citizens' complaints. They work on that aspect of it. It's hugely different, Rob. It in the act, it has more sections for the municipal boards than it does for the OPP boards. We maybe have two or three sections to it, and that's all we have.
Now, did I hear correctly? You meet once a year, a couple times a year. How often do you meet?
Lately, we've been meeting every month. The Community Safety Policing Act just came out in I think it was 2024, April 1st of 2024. So from there, we had to form a board. We then got two civilian members, from each end of the county. We then had council members attend as well from the five municipalities. And then we have two provincial appointees. Now, we had to wait quite a time for the provincial appointees, but we finally gained ground and we received them. That's our board. And we have an executive assistant as well. Now, moving forward, Rob, it was we kind of moved quickly. We had our offshoot from Orangeville Police Service Board, or OPP Board, I should say. And they had a lot of their policies already written up and ready to go. They have a very good lawyer on their board itself, who drew up all these initiatives. So it moved forward very quickly. So I met the individual, and we moved forward with our board, and everybody was really on board of basically getting this done. And we formed, we held meetings, we had our financial end of it taken care of. We have our website is still ongoing, and we are entrenched in the fact that we are now getting along with the OPP detachment commander. We always have. He's a great individual. Christy McNaughton was our previous detachment commander. She moved on to another area, but she was excellent as well. And we're very happy to have the board, and we get along very, very well.
Can you describe the level of service that residents receive from the OPP?
They receive a lot of individual tasks. In other words, if you call the OPP and you have a complaint, they'll send an officer out to receive that information from you. If it's small things like a theft of a bicycle or whatever, they usually take it over the phone because it's not a waste of time coming out, but it's a lot of resources used up for just one particular item when they can take it over the phone. They still do the regular patrols. They still do investigations, the highway traffic, and whatever else. If you think about it, Rob, when you come down to it, Northumberland County has about 185 hectares, and with 100,000 kilometers of roadway, and it includes the county roads 28 and 45, and approximately 70 kilometers of Lake Ontario shoreline, bordered by the United States, and they also have the Ganaraska Forest to the county forest, portion of the Oak Ridge Marine, and 60 kilometer stretch of the waterfront trails. So that's a lot to have officers, you know, patrol and police and you know, take complaints on. And I know our detachment in the past through attrition was basically down in staff because of people retiring and people not moving in the area and individuals that weren't applying to the OPP and receiving the schooling, etc. So now they're gaining ground in the Northumberland detachment. They now have increased their officers, the size of the platoons, which is a good thing. And now they have more officers on the road and taking calls.
How many officers do they have?
That's a good question. I think last time they want to get up to, I think it's 75 complement. I think, I'm not too sure, Rob, but it may be up around 50 or 60 right now.
When the municipalities are determining what services are offered in our area, is it the board's role to define that, or the municipal role, or does the OPP come along and say, here, we're giving you this, or how does that work?
Well, we already have information that the OPP, what they give us. And it's a list of about, if you take an 8x10 page and you put four columns in it, that's what they give us. So it's a huge amount. So if an infrastructure that they give us, the only thing the board does is if let's say Hamilton Township has bad speeding on County Road 18 in the village of Camborne, we can go to the OPP detachment commander at our monthly meetings. And we say, we're having a problem with speeders in the area. We put out the black cats. We found that there is speeding, you know, it's maybe 80 kilometers over the limit, let's say, just for a fiction. And all of a sudden, the detachment commander will say, okay, I'll pass this on to the staff sergeant. He will then assign an officer to patrol that area. And, you know, he'll find whether it's Mondays to Friday, whether it's speeders are coming in, and what times the variation is on the black cats. And therefore, he'll set up his patrol and go ahead and issue tickets, I hope.
It sounds pretty straightforward, but speeding and patrols and minor incidents, it makes sense. But what about for things like murders or a domestic dispute? Is that an additional service? Does that something you have to negotiate?
Yes, it's part of the service, Rob, that they provide to us, yeah.
So how do you pay then for service?
Each municipality is then charged a certain amount each year for a number of household, commercial properties, and industrial properties that are out there. We have approximately 5,456 properties in the township. I think 4,555 are residential. There are 730 farm properties, 82 commercial properties, and 54 special exemption properties, and 34 industrial. So our budget is around, for the municipality, I think, is around 1,400,000, I believe, somewhere around that figure.
A letter was sent out in September by the Ontario Solicitor General, Michael Kirzner, saying the amount payable for OPP policing will change in 2026 due to the new Community Safety and Policing Act. Now, we've watched how this legislation has impacted Port Hope and Cobourg Police with additional mandated changes in terms of operation and budget pressures. The letter goes on to state that there is an 11% cap on increases for municipalities. The cap does not include any service enhancements. Let's start with the 11%. How did you react to this news?
Well, when they put 11% cap on, I think it's a very good thing, Rob, because the fact that a lot of policing services were looking to extend their value, I guess, in the community by implementing more tactical units and more larger police buildings and larger this and larger that. And of course, we all know that they have to replace vehicles on a periodic basis. A lot of uniforms, a lot of computerized systems have to be replaced after a while. So I think the 11% cap, it probably went to the Chiefs of Police Board. It probably went to the Officers Association. They went out publicly. And then more than likely the provincial appointees had something to say about it as well in Queen's Park. So this 11% cap, I think, is just it's a good thing because then it keeps the cost down for the taxpayers. I know right now, Rob, that if we had let's say fictitiously we had a 10% increase in Hamilton Township for the OPP policing. Right now, if it boils down to we're paying like $7 and change per day to have police officers or have policing in Northumberland County in Hamilton Township. If it increased by 10 or even 11%, we're paying an extra $8 and just an $8 and some odd change. So it's only like 87 cents difference in the actual cost per day for policing in Hamilton Township per household.
When you as a counselor with your other hat on are sitting around that table and you're talking about municipal increases, if you announced you were going to have an 11% increase on property tax, I think taxpayers would be very upset. Why are you so philosophic about this? Why does it make sense to you and not pushing back?
Well, as I've had it explained to me, Rob, and I don't quote me on this, but what happens is the structure is for the OPP is a four-year term, is that basically they charge us X number of dollars for 4 years. Because of the enhancements within their so-called structure, they then take another 4 years and say, okay, because of wages and benefits, et cetera, and what we have to purchase for the OPP, that price then goes up. So the four-year period, then it comes up to another, let's say, 2 points or 3 points, and then across the board for 4 years, it'd be like $1.5 million, let's say, you're going to pay instead of $1.4 million. So therefore, these costs, and we are still below what the actual figures are for the OPP costings. We're way below. So if they actually did a overall and said, this is what you're actually going to pay, we'd probably be paying 20 to 25%.
How does this compare to increases in the past?
In the past, like I said, it's a four-year level. So we pay maybe 1.2 or 1.3 because of extra costs, it's 1.4. So that would, it's not bad in if you wrap all respect to the public and the taxpayers. But if the OPP really wanted to bring the actual figures in and say, this is what you actually costing will be, it would probably shock a lot of us. I know right now this $150,000 increase at that so-called 10% or 11%. So we're looking at another probably 1% in our budget that would have to increase on top of what we have already.
I understand too that there are discounts for calls for service numbers and overtime. How does that work?
I believe, Rob, the calls for service are added up for each household and each industrial complex or whatever you want to call them. So they're all added up and they determine that they have a new scheduling chart now. And your calls for service, if they're below that, then they can give you a discount or give you a rebate. If you're above that, then they have to charge you X number of dollars for those extra calls for service. So that's how the process works. And we do get a supplement back from the government each year because of the policing costs. So I'm not too sure how much we get back this year, but in other years, I would estimate around $50,000 or somewhere around there.
In the past, the OPP has come under criticism from municipalities regarding cost increases. In the early 2000s, there were many local municipal police forces that switched to the OPP for cost savings. but since then the costs have steadily increased. As a former officer and as a local politician, you have watched this occur. How would you describe these changes?
I think, Rob, in all respect, these changes are very good. I know back when in my policing days, we didn't have the computerized systems within the cars. We didn't have the tasers. We didn't have, well, we had the proper vest to wear for the, in case of an incident took place. But today, the officers are highly skilled, highly trained in self-defense. They also wear a lot of what I call is gear today. When you have your tasers, you have your sidearm as a weapon, you have your pepper spray, everything is there. And also in the cruisers, they're all now all a computerized system that if they actually want to know where the officer is and how long the officer spent at a certain call, they now have that, they have that way of dealing with that. And if the officer requires assistance and all of a sudden the dispatcher can't reach the officer, then they can pinpoint where the officer is and they can actually go, another officer can go there and see if he needs assistance or not. And this is the type of thing that has progressed to the point where it, yes, the costs do go up, but it's for officer safety and civilian safety as well.
I've spoken with Port Hope Police and with Cobourg Police about the impacts of the new Community Safety and Policing Act. Could you describe for us how this act is impacting us in Northumberland with the OPP?
Well, it's like I said there before the interview, Rob, we're still in learning stages with this act. It does affect the municipal boards more than it affects the OPP boards because of the fact of what their responsibilities are within the municipality. There actually is more responsibility for those municipal boards during budgeting, purchasing, this type of thing, and you know, wages for the chief and the contracts, whatever goes out. So they are responsible for that. The OPP board, we are not responsible for that whatsoever. That is all taken care of, well, really, the HQ up in there, and they take care of all that.
I know that an important component for the local police are the service agreements in other areas to find cost savings. Do you get involved in any of the service agreement negotiations?
Not whatsoever, Rob. Nothing. We may have our say within it. I know there is a strategic plan that comes out from the OPP, DHQ. There's also an action plan that the detachment commander puts out, and we can have input there on that action plan for the municipality, which I think is a good thing.
Do you think Northumberland is getting good value for its money that it spends on the OPP?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, when you look at Northumberland, we have those major highways, Highway 45, 401, and part of 28. The responsibility there is I can't really describe it. It's something that we have to look at our emergency services personnel, whether it be EMS or fire and your policing end of it. If you have the number of officers that are on patrol and their designation is the 401, and that's what they patrol, they have units for that specifically. So I don't believe a policing service within the town of Cobourg, if you you're short-staffed or you have people that are off on whatever it may be off for, I don't describe that right now, but what they may be off for, you won't have that particular units out in this 401. And if you get a serious call, you'd have to rely on other resources such as the OPP to come in and help with the investigation. So I think we're getting a good bang for a good bang for our buck. If you call them, they are resourceful. They come forward. They have like the Cobourg Police or Port Hope Police or any other municipal policing service. They have a lot of arm length agencies that they can reach out to and assist them, whether it be domestic assaults, whether it be thefts, or whether it be mental illness, this type of thing. So your resources are there. And I think that's where we as citizens must understand that there is a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of background information that they must be aware of.
What, if anything, do you hear from the public when it comes to policing?
Well, we hear a lot from the public. Mostly we never see them, which is number one issue. But if they're out driving around, they're not up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning looking out their windows. And during the daytime, they're busy doing other calls for service. So they could be setting up patrols, zones that they're highly active in, speeders on the various municipality roads, this type of thing. So there are functions they do every on a daily routine, but usually when they're up patrolling and patrolling at nighttime, they're hardly ever seen around because people are in bed sleeping. So when they say that, you kind of look at them, you know, kind of oddly saying, well, you are getting a good policing service. Your costs are very low. If you look at what you charge, what you cost per day, you can go to Tim Hortons and buy two coffees for the same price. So it's something that you have to look at and say, okay, we have to describe it to the public and they have to be aware that they are out there.
But we've had this conversation before, at least I have with the Coburg Police and the Port Hope Police, about a sense of safety. People like to feel safe, and seeing officers is really, really important. How do you address that then?
Well, the board is very keen on having foot patrols. I know that we'll take Trent Hills, let's say. They had a problem with thefts in the downtown core, especially in one business. So they asked for extra patrols in the downtown core, and that was implemented shortly thereafter. And the thefts basically stopped in that facility, or that business. So that was one of the good initiatives that came forward. And we like the officers to get out and do foot patrols. We had in our municipality, we have downtown Beauty, I guess it is, where they do the lakefront. They get out and walk from the cruise to the lakefront. They're seen by the people that are in the restaurants. And we encourage them to please drop into the greenness with the hockey games, show their face around any event that's going on within Hamilton Township. If they're around, please stop in the event, show your face, talk to the people, and that's where they get that sense of security.
Rohan Pine, the owner of the Jamaican Patty House in downtown Coburg, was fatally shot on June 27th of 2022. It's been 2 years, and the police say that the investigation is still going on. What is the most recent update that the board has received on this case?
Nothing at all that I'm aware of, Rob. Nothing at all. And if it's downtown Coburg and it's Coburg police that are investigating it and they called the OPP in, I can't make any comment on that. Sorry.
Now, there's also the death of the little girl, Vienna Irwin, in a tragic accident at the daycare in Baltimore in 2023. And it's been 2 years, and the police say the investigation is still ongoing. What is the most recent update the board has received on this?
Nothing as of yet, Rob, and I still can't make any comment on it. Sorry.
Do you know how many unsolved investigations there are in Northumberland?
I have the stats here, Rob. I have to look it up here. There's very few as far as I'm concerned right now. That's before me. But I have to look that information up.
Because these investigations have been going on for so long, and clearance rates are variable, I just wonder to what extent do you feel that you're getting good value, especially when, you know, these incidences are 2 and 3 years old and nothing's been resolved?
Well, I can't really make a comment on that, Rob, because it's not our end to the investigations. We can inquire to how they're making out, and they also give us the stats. Outstanding investigations, which I'm trying to look up right now, but they're very few, but we can't really get involved in the day-to-day operations of the OPP. We just have to stand back, kind of standalone board. So therefore, we have to watch our questions, what we ask, and how we bring it forward.
But you could inquire if needed, I guess, or if you were interested.
Yes.
Coburg and Port Hope have witnessed a rise in drug-related crime. What are the trends that the board is seeing right now in Northumberland with the OPP?
Our trends are down, Rob, believe it or not. Drug-related, alcohol-related, motor vehicles crash or scenes are down. Collisions, I should say. They're down. The only thing that we're up on is the domestic assaults or victims of crime. That's where it seems to be escalating a little bit more than what I'm familiar with. I like it to be a lot lower. But you know as well as I do the stresses in society today, whether it's you know, loss of job or it's your mortgages or, you know, things that are going on in your personal life. I think people are becoming more distressed, so therefore they become more aggressive. So that's the area that I'd like to focus on with our board. And whether we do that publicly through news media or whether we do it through, you know, campaigns that are going to happen within our area or actually Northumberland County or even the province of Ontario. We're going to have to start with something because this is a continuing trend that I don't think is feasible for our society today.
So is that something then that the board will address and then pass on to the OPP to respond? Is that how that works?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
So this is on the board's agenda then?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it will be for the next meeting, yes, because we got our monthly stats, and by the time you look through them and by the time you digest everything, then you return to the next board meeting and you ask your questions.
There was a policing study released in 2024 that looked at policing in Northumberland. One option was expanding the OPP to cover the entire county. Another was merging Port Hope and Cobourg with continued OPP. And a third was the status quo. No changes were made. With the financial pressures on municipalities, what do you think the future holds for local policing?
I knew you were going to ask me that question, Rob. the policing study was done because of one individual's, his curiosity to whether OPP would be taking over the town of Cobourg, or town of Cobourg could take over and meet with Port Hope in the middle and take over Hamilton Township or Northumberland County. The policing study was done, and the recommendation was stay status quo. The cost to turn this over, Rob, would be enormous. The public, there'd be public outcry. People would not want to pay their taxes because of the fact that it would be just a huge amount of money that would take to change it all over. Whether the province was involved or not, I would not know that aspect, and probably neither would you, but the fact is it would be an overcharge for everybody. So that's why it stayed status quo. And I think the way it is right now, it's fine until such times as if the province comes down and says, okay, you're now going to amalgamate your municipalities into one region, then you probably have to look at whether it be OPP or Cobourg or whoever takes over the policing end of it. That would probably be part of the process.
At a recent presentation by the Port Hope Police Board, there was a mention of expanding Port Hope Police into the rural area. Does this have a long-term impact on the overall OPP service across Northumberland, or how does that get handled in terms of your board and the relationship between yourselves and anything that Port Hope Council might be considering?
Actually, Rob, we don't have the concerns over that because it's a hybrid. Hope Township is a hybrid to the Police Service Board. They basically control all the issues that are out there, but OPP do police it. But they're not part of our actual structure within our own board itself. We don't hear any reports from Hope Township or anything. It all goes to the Port Hope Council. So other than that, if they want to take that over and they want to police it, that's between the OPP negotiators and the board itself in Port Hope.
So looking forward, you've mentioned one thing that's on your plate around domestic abuse and other related crimes that you're going to be working on. What are some of the other items that we can keep an eye out for as you go forward in the upcoming months?
Another thing we're really focused on too, Rob, is speeding and aggressive driving. I find today, and you'll probably find yourself, and we are getting a little bit older and our patience kind of run thin. When you have these society as younger individuals, all of a sudden you can see their dash of their vehicle in your rearview mirror, you know they're kind of close. You know that when they drive past you doing an enormous amount of speed, and you're doing the speed limit, and maybe they're doing maybe 20 or 30 kilometers over the limit, and you see them weaving into the traffic. They don't stop at stop signs. Caution lights don't mean anything anymore. You have to wait in the intersection. Once your light turns green for you, wait at least 2 or 3 seconds before you start proceeding forward, because you know someone's going to come through that red light or that caution light, and you'll end up in a motor vehicle collision. So you have to be extra cautious today. So that's one of the issues that I find, because we have an enormous amount of people complaining about the speeding up down their roads. I would like to see all municipalities, especially in our rural area, is to go down to 50 kilometers an hour. Why do we have separate roads that are 40, and some are 60, some are 80? It's just a mixed bag of speed limits within our municipalities. So I'd like to see all municipalities just drop it down to 50 kilometers an hour across the board, and that would give OPP a better chance of actually policing it properly.
John Davison, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob. I appreciate it.
That was Northumberland OPP Detachment Board Chair and Hamilton Township Councillor John Davison. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.